We're going to head out to Bowling Green and be joined by interim head coach Carl Pelini. Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. I hope you're well as well.
I'm doing fine. Welcome. My name's Ken Mather from the conference office, and wanted to say thank you for your time. I know it's been a unique 24 to 48 hours for the Bowling Green program, and perhaps if you could just open up for our call, just talk about what this last 24 hours has been like for you personally and how you addressed the team in this transition.
Well, I think, after the initial surprise, they informed me of their decision with coach and asked me if I'd be the interim head coach, and obviously I accepted it immediately. I feel like the most important thing right now are these players and to have some routine and to continue our day-to-day the way they expect it to be continued. I think we just need to keep improving and keep going on the direction we're going and focus on Ohio University and putting our best foot forward and going down there and competing our butts off against them. And that's kind of why I accepted the position. That's what I intend to do.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star 1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Pelini and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Getting back to the 42-35 setback against Western Michigan, a lot was working in the first half, but in the second half, some challenges. Give us the breakdown of the two halves, so to speak, against Western Michigan.
Well, I think we came out, we had a fast start, in the second half we didn't do as well, and I think ultimately that falls on both sides of the football. I think to put a drive together at some point in the third or fourth quarter would have helped us tremendously get our defense off the field, but then again on the defensive side of the football, all we needed was one stop and we were unable to get that. And so I think as a staff and as a team, even as individual players, you know, I've asked them to look at this, and there's 2 weeks in a row we've kind of taken really quality opponents to the wire. We've been unable to get over the top, and we need to do some evaluation into where are our shortcomings. You know, we made some untimely mistakes in that second half on both sides of the ball, some penalties and some other things that hurt us, and we need to look at those things, and we need to figure out how to eliminate and keep our momentum going when we do get a lead. And that's the toughest thing for a young team that's trying to develop an identity. I think that's the most difficult challenge is to that first time, you know, how to believe and how to overcome your challenges and get that first win. And I think once you get that, you have something to build on and you can start to let it snowball from there. But we've got to figure out a way to handle the adversity in those close games and figure out a way to come out on top.
Let's go to our next question for Coach Pelini.
Our next question is from Chris Vanini with The Athletic.
Hi, Coach. How will you lean on your experience as a head coach at FAU in this interim role?
I think going to lean on my experience as a coach, you know, for 20-plus years in the college game. You know, I've worked with some great guys, and Frank Solich being one of them. It's interesting that that's the first game that we have. But you always look at your philosophy of coaching and I try to put it on paper every year and build on it. And as the game changes, as kids change, as I change, you know, I try to make that a working document. And as I said, you know, in the press conference earlier, I think the most important thing is in this short time over the next 5 weeks, what are the important characteristics of a team that I think we need to have to be successful and try to look at every decision I make through the course of the day in terms of that identity and take time to revisit that and communicate that to our players, communicate what the expectations are, and then roll up our sleeves and work our tail off to try to establish a culture here that'll continue to grow regardless of what the decision is at the end of the year.
Have you met with the entire team yet? And if so, what was your message to them and their response?
I think I had a 5 or 10 minute meeting yesterday before a walkthrough. Was able to just give them the nuts and bolts of where we were headed after thinking about it last night and sleeping on it. I met with the players again this morning in a longer meeting and kind of told them what my vision was for the end of this season. And I talked to them a lot about what I just talked about here is the honest self-evaluation. And one thing I say a lot in coaching is when you get a flat tire, you don't get rid of the bus driver. And so we all have to take some responsibility for what happened and how can we change that? How can we fix ourselves, fix our culture, fix our performance based on that understanding. And I think, I asked our players to look at their own performance individually. I asked our coaches to look at their work individually, and certainly I'm going to look at my work individually and find ways, as I said, to get over the top and not be in this situation again with a close loss, but find a way to pull those games out.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Carl, obviously it's been a very emotional couple days for you. Again, I just want to say thank you for taking the time in your schedule today with everything going on your calendar, and want to wish you the best of luck this week at Ohio, and we look forward to talking to you again next Monday morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you so much again for Bowling Green. Coming off a 42-35 loss to Western Michigan in that contest, again, quarterback Jarrett Diggy had a career-high 379 yards passing, and wide receiver Scott Miller, 206 yards receiving, and his 206 yards is the first 200-yard game for a Falcon since Roger Lewis had 201 yards against Buffalo back in 2015. For Bowling Green, they will be at Ohio this coming Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern, that game available on ESPN3.